buys a hearse, steal some cash from your mother's purse, and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery, bribe the dead to leave us be, and summon the demons that we repress. Swallow a shot glass, then get undressed.
Every bad idea just feels exactly like a great idea.
And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all. You know, I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't care if it's trash that fills the void. You know, I can't say no.
If you don't think that song's brilliant, then there's something wrong with you. That's the Wombats and Can't Say No. Tom Daley on the show in a few minutes.
The Chris Moyles Show. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the all-electric Škoda Elroq. Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go.
Radio X. Welcome to a world of infinite worlds, a world of adventure, possibility, and happily ever afters. It's all waiting for you at Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. Book selected 2026 packages and get free dining and drinks and a 14-day ticket for the price of seven. Plus, book by the 1st of July and save £300 per room. Book now with Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Excludes gratuity. Selected meal savings based on package type with lesser savings after 1st July. Full T's and C's at virginatlantic.com.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery, because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery, managed lottery on behalf of good causes. 18 plus. Conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My claim group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My claim group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Hiya.
What, geezer?
What's occurring?
Hey, what's on?
You're right, Arkin.
All right, my lover.
Hello.
You're right, babe. Are you well?
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, dear.
Fancy saying hi to more of the UK? Better get a Travel Lodge. Find great value, king-size comfort up and down the country at travellodge.co.uk.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. Just in time for payday. Go on, you deserve it. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. So don't get stuck behind a sea of brake lights that grinds your day to a halt. Why waste your time when we can zip to you and you can stay on your job? Screwfix Sprint cuts through the congestion to get you what you need fast. More time working, less traffic frustration. Screwfix Sprint, delivering in as little as 20 minutes. Just £4.99 and only on the app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Clock Off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Boyle-T.
On today's 4 till 7 thing, Antarctic saviour is Penguin Poo. Plus, to celebrate the runaway success of the Bloomin' Legends podcast, we want to hear about the legends in your own life and Harry paints our pet town of West Bromwich red. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Samantha? Samantha!
Go on. Reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Dive in, the water's lovely. Not my words.
I'm going to do that line again as well. I'll do the not my words before we get
in. Oh, yeah, before you do that with me.
Tom Daly, in his underpants, will be live in the studio next.
San Francisco Bay, house be 39, early PM, can't remember what time. Got the waiting cab, stopped at the red light, a dress I'm sure of, but it's not just right. Straight off, coming here as hell. That's his first words. We asked what he meant. He said, where you from? We told him a lot. You take a holiday. Is this what you want? So have a nice day. Yourself and tourists, yeah, that's what I hate. You said we're going wrong, we've all become the same. We dress the same ways, only our accents change. So have a nice day. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. It's all money gum, no artists anymore. You're only in it now to make a mom on more.
So
have a nice day. Have a nice day.
Hey, have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
So Tom Daly's about to come in and see us. We were talking this morning about... We were just saying how if you take part in Team GB,
yeah,
do you get like paid like peanuts, like a stock amount of money or something?
Yeah,
because that's a weird thing. Imagine being the best of the best, and you win a gold, and it's like, yeah, here you go. Here's your £32.50 or whatever it is,
and get a sandwich and crisps for lunch.
It's a weird thing, isn't it? It's a strange thing. And then when you retire, do you bring him in? Do you get any? Do they give you like a gold watch, or do you get here?
Yeah,
here he is. Look, here comes Tom. Oh, look at this fashionista.
Come and have a seat.
What are you wearing?
You look awesome. You.
Someone's been shopping.
Oh, no, I designed this one. This one comes out next week in Reese.
Stop. start.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
A little crochet and denim number.
I like it. I don't know if it'd suit me.
Yeah, you would.
Do you think?
That? Yeah.
Dude, Tom, how are you?
Tom. Thank you. I'm doing good. I got in from LA yesterday, so I'm a little bit like jet lagged.
Yeah, that's a tough flight as well.
Yeah, it's a long one.
We were talking this morning. Good to see you again, good by the way. Too. I've not seen you forever. We were talking this morning, and you don't have to get too much into detail if you don't want to. When you're part of Team GB,
yeah,
right, in the sport that you were in, right,
mm-hmm,
do you all get paid the same? Is it like a token thing? Like, here's like 35 quid a week or whatever it is?
Well, kind of. But it depends how good you are. You get, there's tiered. You get, if you qualify for the major of the year, you get a certain amount. And then if you come in the top eight, you get more.
Right.
If you win an Olympic medal, you get to the top tier, which is like, I think it's 27 a year.
27 grand a year?
Yeah.
That's all you, medalist. For being a gold medalist.
Yeah, that's what you get.
That's
you
rubbish.
But then, like, I'm really fortunate to have, like, the sponsors and do all that kind of stuff. But that's kind of part of the reason why you see athletes doing brand partnerships.
Yeah.
For that reason. And but not everyone gets the opportunity to do that. So that's why athletes probably need more support in that sense.
It's not a lot of money, is it?
It's not a lot of money at all.
The world at your sport.
Because you became famous fairly quickly. Well, as in, obviously, you were diving since you were like 3 years old or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
Exactly.
But so you've got like all that fame and you're earning like 27 grand a year, which ain't shabby, but still at the same time. You're like, you must have been like the poorest.
Until I was 16 either.
Oh, really? So,
you must have been the poorest famous person in Britain for a while.
Yeah. It's one of those things, I think, you know, going from a young age, and I didn't ever do it for that.
No, of course. I know that. It's always, it's a calling.
Yeah. It was something that, you know, for me, diving was such a huge part of my life. And like the last time I ever did a dive into a diving pool was in the Olympics last year. So that's a very big like shift and change to now be like retired. So,
and you've got no interest in going off a diving board now?
No.
None.
I feel like it's one of those things that when you go on holiday and people are like sitting around the pool, I'm like, I do that every day.
Right.
Like sitting by the pool is like not all that fun for me.
Do you feel like when you go on holiday with the family, do you get a villa so that nobody just stares at you every time you walk near the pool?
You know, I don't even remember the last time I went on holiday. So like, I feel like...
God, you've got no money.
Yeah, exactly. I always feel like, for me, I am always doing something, and then with the kids going to school that kind of stuff, it always ends up, there's whether it's work or whether it's, you know, staying at home. Because sometimes I travel so much when it comes to work stuff between LA and London. Sometimes, if I have a chance, just to stay still for a moment is also quite nice.
No, stop. Get on
a staycation.
Yeah.
You should be getting away. You know your fella's very successful, right? Yeah. He should be forking out on a holiday. That's what he should be doing.
You know, I feel like we're both like workaholics in that sense. So we both like to go and like, you know, do stuff. Like I've been doing all kinds of like stuff and knitting stuff and then with the documentary. And like, I just feel like it's been, and whenever we do get a chance, like on the weekends and stuff, we just like hanging out with the kids by the pool at the house and just being normal able stuff. To.
Oh, you've got a pool at the house. What, here in the UK?
No, in LA.
I was about to say. Yeah. So you basically, there now, or
to live in LA now.
When did you make the move?
2 years ago.
How is it?
The weather is just great. Oh, like being able to wake up, and you know, sometimes you on the weekend, you know, I feel like people in California take it for granted, right? Mm. Every weekend, I'm like, are we going to do a barbecue again this weekend? And they're like, why are you doing a barbecue? Well, what's the occasion? I'm like, it's sunny.
You can.
And we can.
Yeah.
So like I always like, you know, force the Californians to get outside because they just like sitting inside in AC.
Hmm.
And I'm like, no, let's get outside. Make the most of it.
Have you been there long enough that if the weather's a little bit drizzly, you're like, oh, it's drizzly, it's like being back home.
I'm like, I'm one of those people that's like 20 degrees. I'm like, oh gosh, it's freezing outside. And like everyone's got their, it is surreal to like when it's like 23 degrees, everyone's got like woolly hats on.
Yeah.
You're like, what is going on here?
Wusses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, come on, you can get your shorts on.
Absolutely.
So talk to me about this outfit. You've designed this.
Yes.
And you're doing, what, a partnership with Reese?
Yeah, it's a Pride collection. So the proceeds go to Rainbow Railroad.
You're so good. This is why you've got no money.
It's really good. I like that.
Do something for you. Oh, you did.
You know,
the British Gas advert.
I do plenty of, you know, brand stuff. So I'm doing all right. You know, it's time to, you know, with... pride, it's important to do it for the right reasons.
So when is this coming out?
This comes out on Monday, actually.
Great.
Okay, and what can we expect and what are we looking at here?
There's all kinds of things. There's T-shirts, there's lots of knitwear, there's some sparkly sequin stuff. They've got all sorts going on.
So is that a matching jacket?
It's a co-ord, matching jacket and shorts.
Nice.
Yeah. It looks good on you.
I don't think me and Chris could get away.
I think if I appeared on holiday, because there's a big group of us go away every summer, if I suddenly appeared dressed like that, they would rip it out.
Nah, you could do it.
Honestly, Tom, it's
I'm not saying I wouldn't look good.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, that's nice.
There's some of the...
That's not for me.
Jacket.
What is that? That's like
a woolen T-shirt.
It's lots of knitwear stuff. Yeah. We got all sorts going. There's cardigans, there's shirts. There's a sequin shirt as well. Nice blue sequin shirt. I reckon you could rock that.
We'll have a look on the website.
There you go.
Now, talk me through what we're looking at there.
You know, me put my collar up. You know, but all of it is like hand finished as well.
So is that a knitted sleeveless jumper with, is it sequins?
Yeah,
and it says the word lover on it. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
That's right. That is it. Oh. You're going to be coming in wearing that tomorrow.
Exactly. I'm going to be like, all right, how are you doing? Walking out by the pool with my pint of lager on holiday. How are you doing? Chris, what are you, you're wearing a knitted sequined sleeveless jumper with the word lover on.
That's right, yes I am.
You just need the Olympic rings tattoo as well.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great tattoo, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Why are you not fat yet? Why are you not? What's going on? Why are you?
I try my best to like continue exercising. I feel like lots of athletes, they either go one way or the other after finishing. You're either so sick of exercising that you never want to do it again.
Yeah.
Or you kind of have a different relationship with it where, you know, I feel like exercising just makes you feel good. So like I just do like half an hour a day.
I guess for now, exercise is for you rather than part of the job and an absolute necessity.
Exactly. So I now do things like I hike or I play pickleball or like I go for runs or I, you know, go to the gym and do classes. Like I don't have like a set schedule.
So I've got a question.
Go on.
What's pickleball?
Pickleball?
Yeah.
It's like... Oh gosh, it's a very California thing, I think, as well. It's like tennis.
You're so LA.
But the racket is like the racket is like a beach paddle almost. Like right. You play ping, and the ball is like has loads of the holes in it.
So can't go sort of very fast.
It can't go too fast, but it's like still quite fast paced, and you play doubles.
Pickleball.
Yeah, P-I-C-K.
You are so LA, Tom Daly.
I know, but it's so fun. Like being outside. Like, see, it's like...
Oh, I see.
So it's like fast, but not.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've got bad knees, you see. I've had knees that, like, you know, I'm getting on.
Getting on a bit, Tom. What, you know, 30?
No, 31. I was 31 last week.
Oh, my heart bleeds. It really does.
Pickleball, that sounds great.
It is actually really good fun. There's loads of, like, there's also paddleball as well, which is like...
Yeah,
but pickleball is kind of like a step down on the intensity, but can still be pretty competitive.
Where's the last time you walked anywhere in LA? And I'm not talking about a hike.
I walk quite a lot. Where we are in West Hollywood, we walk all the time to go.
Not allowed.
I know. The looks that I get for just walking. I've had some people like pull up and be like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm just walking." Like I've got a backpack on. I'm walking.
Down. What's happened?
They're like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah,
I'm like, you know, I'm just walking. Sometimes
weird
I walk to the gym, and it's like, you know, a 30-minute walk. And in London, that's completely normal. In LA, they're like, "What are you doing?" But also, the traffic and parking is a nightmare sometimes. So I'm like, I'm just going to walk.
Parking's not a nightmare in LA. They've got so much space.
Yeah, but sometimes it is an absolute nightmare to find parking, especially if you have to find street parking on like Sunset or, you know.
I'll valet it, love. What are you doing? Come on. Spend some of hubby's money. Get that
then
valet
you have to
going.
Cash for tips. I'm like, I don't carry cash anymore. I'm like, you take Apple Pay for a tip. Like,
it's a nightmare finding street parking on Sunset, is one of the best sentences anyone's ever offered.
What a horrible life.
Yeah.
Oh, where'd it all go wrong?
I've not been there. I used to spend a lot of time in LA. I've not been there for a long time. It's where I met my girlfriend, who's British, but we met in LA. And I had it down. I had my gym. I had the mobile phone shop that I go and get my international SIM card for.
Oh, lovely.
Right. I had it all down. It was down. I would go to the shops. I knew where I was going. I got my private members club. Lovely. Yeah. The one upstairs on the top.
Yeah.
They'd be like, "Hey, you're back." Oh, I loved it. Tiff came and lived here with me, and I'm like, "Let's go back to LA." She's like, "What do I want to go there for? I used to live there. I want to go on holiday." So I don't get there anymore now. But Anyway, we're not here to talk about any of that. So the collection is out. What's the collection called?
It's just the Reese X Tom Daly. Very inventive, right, to be honest. It's nice. But, you know, but yeah.
I look forward to you sending me that outfit.
Absolutely. You're going to get, you're Tom, gonna get one in the
post. Please do, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely.
You send it, I'll wear it.
Great. Okay. Right. You're going to rock it. This one, this exact cord. Yeah.
I will send you a video of me walking out on holiday with my friends wearing that. Perfect. And their reaction.
Cannot wait.
Now, there is a film about Tom Daly.
Mm. There is.
Which is
can't wait for
called 1.6 Seconds, which I thought was about my love life, but it turns out...
No, apparently not.
It's about Tom's incredible life story.
It's really
it's
weird.
Such a great title.
It's the time it takes from the Temia platform brilliant. To the water.
Brilliant title.
Wow.
Yeah. It all happens in that 1.6 seconds. It is a really surreal thing to watch back your whole life. And it was all archival footage of things that my dad had filmed that I had never seen before.
Well, see, the thing is, I don't know if you realise this, but the thing is, when I was young, right, when I was like 10 years old, if you watch documentaries or films about people's lives, there was no footage or little footage of them when they're young because video cameras, A, either didn't exist, or B, were very expensive.
Yeah.
But now with you, there'll be camera phone footage of you, like that. As you say, that your dad would have taken. So I bet they've got everything. I bet.
Yeah, like my dad had a camcorder like of the day I left for my first Olympics, my first swimming lessons, like my, you know. I think they even got video footage. It's not in the documentary, but when I was actually born.
Wow.
Like, you know, I've got all kinds of things that I'd never, ever seen before, photos I'd never seen of me and my dad. Like, it was really, like, quite, you know, special to have all of that. And that was one of the reasons for doing the documentary, is that so that my kids can, like, one day look back at it and...
Yeah,
understand
that's
what I
for
did,
them, isn't it?
Yeah, because you know, my oldest is going to be 7 next month.
Wow.
It's crazy.
God, time is just going
too fast.
How long is it since we went to Nando's?
It would have been in Plymouth, wasn't it?
Yeah,
well, it would have been. I think that's like 2013.
Oh no, it's 24. Before.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, it is.
It might have even been 2010. Actually,
I think it might have been 2010 because I left there in 2012.
So you were 16.
Right?
Tom was 16.
Yes, I was 16. Right. Yeah. I was 16.
And we went for Nando's.
We did. Yeah.
Oh, we had a great night.
Oh, it was lovely. It was lovely. Get the best of Plymouth. That
it's a great thing to have, as you say, this film about yourself. But also, as well, if I can be actually not take the Mickey for a second, it's a great story. Your story is a great story. So you were what? How old would you have been when you got into the diving? 9, 10?
I was 7. When I first started. So I did it for 23 years in total.
But look at that 23 years. Mm. I mean, if you're going to be decent at diving, you want to see if you can get a gold medal at the Olympics.
Yeah. Took me a while to get there, but after 5 Olympics.
Yeah, but guess what? Most people don't get there.
Yeah.
Most people don't get it. At the Olympics every time. So your gold medals, there's only one or two, if you're being pedantic, people can win that gold medal for that particular event every 4 years.
Yeah.
So everybody else in the world doesn't get one.
Mm. Yeah, that was the hard thing. I also talk about it in the documentary of like knowing that I could, but also having to come to terms with the fact that I might never is like, and knowing that you work every day and sacrifice so much to maybe get it, maybe not. And how do you deal with the highs of that and the lows of that in like Rio 2016, like I completely went from getting a world record in the prelim to then completely bombing out in the semi-final, not making the final when I thought I was going to win a gold medal at those Olympics. And then all of a sudden I'm then like, am I going to do this for another 4 years, which ended up being 5 because of the pandemic. It's really kind of daunting to put yourself through 4 years of training to know that, one, you might be injured and never actually get there. Two, you might get to the competition and not have the best day and therefore not win a medal. And so it's a real commitment. And I think the only reason why I started then and being able to win that gold medal with Matty was that I was able to realize that I'm more than just a diver, and that diving wasn't the be-all and end-all of everything that I did. Like, becoming a parent was like, you realize that no matter what happens on this diving board, like whether it's good or bad, I'm going to go home to the kids and my husband and know that life is going to go on.
Yeah.
Do you talk to anybody? Do you get any kind of counseling? Because your mental health can get take an absolute kick in what you do.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the big topics in the documentary was my like mental health and like kind of not necessarily having those protections in place when I was a kid for like, I, you know, didn't have any media training. So I just talked about anything and everything anyone ever asked me.
Yeah.
So then once you start that at like 10 years old, then that's just on the table for the rest of your life kind of thing. So
to psychoanalyze the whole situation. All right, so you've designed this outfit you're wearing.
Yes.
Okay, so Monday that goes on sale at Reiss. Okay,
yes.
Now let's just say that goes doolally. It's so popular, right? And they go, wow, your range is in the top 10 the best fashion ranges currently on sale in Europe. You'd be like, wow, that's amazing. Oh, wow, I'm really proud of myself. But the sportsman's mentality is
top 10.
Is you get a bronze,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're the third best in the world.
Mm.
And you're gutted.
Yeah, it's like, I think, you know, the first one in London 2012, winning that bronze medal, I was... It's funny, you go through stages as an athlete, like of one, your goal is to get to the national championships. Then it's, I want to win a medal at the national championships. Then you want to make it to the world championships. Then you want to win a medal at the world championships. Mm. Then you want to make it to the Olympics. Then you want to win a medal. Once you've won a medal, it's like, now I want the gold.
Yeah.
And then once you get the gold, nothing in my life will ever, ever compare to being able to go and compete at an Olympic Games
right.
And try and get on an Olympic podium. Like there is no fashion collection, there is no knitwear designing, there is no...
No British Gas commercial.
No, exactly, no commercials. It's
although
ever.
They are good, Tom.
Well, thank
good.
You. Nice. You know, I've always got my like my bum out and my
yeah.
clothes out. Like,
we've always said
it goes.
That.
There's yeah. not many people that wear more clothes to bed than they do to work.
It's true.
That's a nice
and that
line.
Is me. So,
that's a great line.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just imagining that for a second.
Yeah. Back of the room.
Listen, I could talk to you for hours. I really could. I think you're a great guy, and it's lovely dipping in and out of your life as I do a little bit. And I'm looking forward to this. So this is set to premiere on Discovery Plus in the UK and Ireland from the 1st of June.
Yes.
Tom Daley, 1.6 seconds, which is a great title.
Isn't it?
But, you know... It's at the same time. 1.6 seconds.
Is that it? That's the whole length of the documentary as well. So yeah. It's a quick watch.
It's 1.6.
You're trying to get a goal. I'm trying to get to 1.5. So you can see that on Discovery Plus in the UK and Ireland from the 1st of June. Really love to see you.
Thank you.
How long are you going to be here for?
I'm only here till Saturday.
Oh,
then I'm
my
off back
God.
Again. It's actually quite a long trip. Sometimes I come in and out.
That's
24
true.
Hours. But here we are.
Oh. Yeah. And are the family with you? Or are you on your own?
No. I'm on my own. Bringing a 2-year-old and a 7-year-old for a 3-day trip to London sounds like hell.
So he's not here. He's back home?
Yeah, so yeah. So
you'll be out the lash every night.
Yeah. I'm up at like 6:30 every day doing like radio and talking to people. So it's when I didn't have kids, I always used to be like, oh, imagine just like extending it a day and just being able to wake up in the morning and go for a coffee and a breakfast and just like yeah. But you know. I'm also excited to get back to the kids.
Yeah. The one thing you'll do, because now the kids are not here, it's like, oh, you're going to go partying, you're going to go clubbing, you're going to go drinking. No, I'm going to go sleep.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What I'm going to do. I'm going to get 8 hours of sleep
without
daddy. Really good to see you.
Good to see you too.
All the best.
I'm sure I'll see you again sometime soon.
You will see me soon when you deliver me that.
Yes,
outfit.
Exactly. Hand delivered. Oh. Yeah, exactly.
And you have to, Tom. He'll wear it.
Here comes the lover. Here I am.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to see that.
Everybody watch the film 1.6 seconds starring our very good friend, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Yes. Tom Daley.
Well, here's Tom.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
How would you like to be a Win Plus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Do you belong here? Troubleshooting an engine in a military workshop? What's your gut saying? Want to turn the volume down? Or stay here and get paid to learn a trade? With an army apprenticeship that'll set you right for life. Still listening? You belong here. Army, recruiting now. Search Army Jobs.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Nice to have Alan back on the show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We're just
those
saying.
Two used to get compared so often, didn't they?
People think that Tom Daley and Captain Crapbeard sound the same, and I don't hear
it at all. No.
Yeah, that was a great chat with Captain. When's Tom on? Is a text just here.
Tom, are you still here?
Hello, I'm a diver.
Oh.
I make clothes.
You don't sound like him at all. I don't get it.
No.
I don't get it. I didn't get the Joel Dommett one when we had that before.
Oh, no, you're a dead ringer for that one.
Anyway, lovely to see Tom Daley again. I like him a lot.
He's great.
He's a nice guy, but I think you could get into a really deep discussion with him about, because that mentality of if anything you do, you want to be the best. But you say that line, you don't necessarily believe you'll ever be the best.
The number one.
But if you're a sports person, being number one, that's it, and nothing else is good enough.
4 years training for 1.6 seconds.
Must mess with your brain.
It's incredible,
yeah.
Because now anything he does, it's like, oh, I'd like to be really good at it.
Yeah.
You know, he's designing clothes. He doesn't need to be the number one designer on planet Earth.
No.
Although, you know, he's British Gas advert. That's the best British Gas advert for a long time, to be fair. Right, Tim Key is our next guest. You might know him as Psychic Simon from Alan Partridge. He's been in a load of stuff, and he's got a brand new movie, which is an absolute must-see. And we'll talk to him in just a little bit. Meanwhile, Dom's got your new spot on weather. It's 3 minutes past nine.
From Global's newsroom, a trade court in the US has blocked Donald Trump's tariff plans. It's ruled the president doesn't have the authority to use an emergency power law for them. The White House says it will appeal. In other news, Radio X has found there's been a big rise in the number of children taking knives to school, with an average of 12 being discovered every day. Figures we've seen show a 60% jump in 2 years. Blackie Nunez is a community leader in the West Midlands.
The youngest one for me was 9 years old. He said to me that he'd carry a knife to protect himself, because in his mind it was kill or be killed mentality.
The government set a target of halving knife crime over the next decade. A new military command is being set up by the government to tackle cyber warfare. The Defence Secretary says the threat is intensifying. £1 billion will also be spent on technology to speed up battlefield decisions. And Caleb from Kings of Leon says some of their UK and European tour shows this summer are being cancelled after he suffered a freak accident. The band were going to play various festivals over the next 2 months, but he's broken his foot after playing with his kids. He says he can't travel now for 8 weeks.
And Dave Grohl has said, get over yourself.
Yeah. Sport.
Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca says he is proud of the journey to their Conference League title. A 4-1 victory over Real Betis in Poland saw them lift the trophy last night. It means they'll be in Europe's top competition next season. The Italian insists they'll go all out in that one as well.
This season, many times people was talking about Champions League, Europa League, but you cannot win that competition if you play Conference. So our target was to win Conference. Now, next season we're going to play Champions League and we'll see.
And Luke Littler looks to retain the Premier League darts title tonight with the finals taking place at the O2 in London. The defending champion takes on Gerwyn Price in the last four. The other tie sees world number one, Luke Humphreys, face the outsider, Nathan Aspinall.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
A bit cloudy and a bit wet for much of the UK today. Sunny spells across central and eastern parts later, though. And warm, too. Temperatures up to around 23 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
I'm just looking at Tom Daley's collection.
Oh, yeah.
On Reese, well, as much of it as I can find. And, it's very me.
It's got you written all over it.
Very me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hugely me.
You wear that around the pool, wouldn't you?
I really liked what he was wearing.
Yeah, it's lovely.
I really like that.
Yeah.
But if I walked into the studio with that, I think everybody in here would go, what on earth are you wearing?
Some of the t-shirts.
Unless I buy four outfits, one each for all of us. And then it'll be like, hey, nice, I'm wearing the same thing.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Shabba.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
I can't find the whole collection.
No, I can't see it.
It's really tricky to find.
I guess on Monday.
Yeah. I just had to find something from the McLaren Formula One collection.
Oh.
Instead. There you go. Right, Tim Key is coming in to see us. Oh, Dom.
Oh, I love Tim Key.
Got a little treat for you.
What?
The guys have managed to find the Psychic Simon jingle.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. We're big fans of Psychic Simon, aren't we?
Yeah, I don't know what... I know we've spoken to Tim about it before. And
we
I know,
have.
I know he loved working with Steve Coogan. He was a big fan and all that. But, you know, does he want to talk about it or not?
Hmm.
The thing is, we're often with actors and comedic actors. It's like... So like we had David Jason in.
Yeah.
Del Boy is an absolute character.
Yeah.
But with Tim Key... It's the same voice, isn't it? It's the same.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
There's not much difference between Psychic Simon and Tim Key, and I say that with nothing but peace and love in my heart, of course. Is he in yet?
No.
Are you starting to get nervous?
No, because he's someone who's with him has just arrived.
Oh, good.
So that's a good sign.
Because he was meant to be on yesterday, but... Yeah.
You were saying all show yesterday.
So you got the wrong day.
No, I didn't, but I took the heat.
Yeah, from Pippa, who got the wrong day. Yeah,
she doesn't
nice
care.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Can't you see the relief in your face, though? Knowing that this person's already in.
Yeah.
Yes, but he's not, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a good sign, but he's still not here.
Tim's not here yet, but I trust Tim will be today.
Oh, of course he will.
I see where the error was made, and absolutely. He was definitely too.
We need to talk to him about curry as well. We must remember that.
Yeah.
Because he does love a curry.
Tim's film is called The Ballad of Wallace Island.
Yeah.
And Dominic has watched it. I tried to watch it yesterday, but I'm one of those people that...
One of those people.
If I have, like, four or five things to do... I go into a mild panic of I don't know where to start.
To be fair, you have quite a lot on at the moment.
And I back off. Well, so here's what I had to do.
Work another one.
Yesterday was I'm going to a funeral tomorrow.
Mm.
So I need to pack a bag because I'm going away. And then I need to have my suit. Now, I need to find a shirt to go with a suit.
Yeah.
And I also need to find a tie. Can't remember where my tie is. Right. It used to be, it wasn't in the, my ties were not in the place where they normally are. Don't know what's going on there. Mm. Right. So then I had to, so I've got to pack a bag of normal clothes.
Mm.
Then I need to pack my suits and my shoes for the funeral. Then I need to have something else to change into because I don't want to sit on the train wearing a suit.
Yeah.
And tomorrow I'm going then straight to the DJ set.
Yes.
So I need to pack my DJ bag and my outfit for what I wear on stage and everything that goes with it. So that can be collected to go there so that I can just then go there on my own. So last night I had to pack a DJ bag with all my stuff, my DJ show clothes, because I wear nice stage clothes. I'm not going on looking like a scruff. I'm making an effort. And people are like, oh, Captain Crappy is on stage.
Whoa. And, you know, you don't need to get me involved.
I know, but you're expecting it. Plus, I'd not slagged her off for an hour.
Yeah.
Then I had to pack another bag. And I was just like, I was away with the fairies. I was like, I've got too many things to do. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, okay, so I need trainers, but I need shoes. And I need a shirt and tie, but I need a T-shirt. And I need jeans. And I need a suit trousers and all of that. So I never got to watch the film yesterday.
Well, it's out in cinemas tomorrow. Honestly, I really recommend people going to watch it. It is great.
So
it's so good.
You've said it's great.
It is.
And then my mate Imaginary Martin, whose birthday it was yesterday, he heard us talk about it.
Yeah.
And he sent me a message saying, we've seen it. He said, we watched it with his other half, Sarah.
Right.
And he said, she didn't fall asleep once. And that is a 10 out of 10 review from
Wow. That is good.
He said that is the highest offer.
She
forget 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Sarah didn't fall asleep.
It's so funny, that film. It's really, really good.
And sad. Tiff wants to watch it.
Yeah, Tiff would love it.
And so we said we might watch it on the train today.
Yeah.
Now, when's it? Is it out?
Cinemas tomorrow.
Oh,
that's right, James, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
How come he saw it?
Yeah,
was he grading it?
What?
Oh, he might have been working on it.
He's not. How dare you? He's a producer and director, dear.
I thought he was a grader.
No.
Colour grader.
That's colouring in Tim.
That's Tim.
Oh.
And Tim made everyone's eyes in The Apprentice.
This is Martin.
Blue.
Oh, I've mixed up me Tims and me Martins.
Martin's directed Blue Peter.
Yeah.
And not that fella that you were.
Not
with
that
Don.
One. Morning,
not
Peter.
Not him.
Oh,
not
he did.
Not that wrong one.
Did he do Survivor or whatever it's called back in the day, or Castaway, whatever that
Castaway,
show was?
Castaway, I think it was.
In New Zealand or somewhere.
Yeah.
He directed it or something. It was brilliant.
Hey, he did Snog, Marry, Avoid back in the day.
Exactly. What a CV.
Is that the one with the pod?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that show was nuts.
It was.
That's Martin.
I don't think they could make that show these days.
Oh, God, no.
One of the bits of Snog, Marry, Avoid, for those of you who don't remember, and you will, was where they would take normally a female, I think. Or did they mix it up? Did they mix it up?
Yeah.
And they would give them a makeover. But to show you how good the makeover was, I think this was the show where they would show pictures of the person to other people and they'd go,
yeah, nothing much of them.
I'd run a mile.
It was that.
How old are they? 50.
It was pre and post makeover. And they go, they're about a 4 out of 10. And then they have the makeover. He goes, they're about 6. You go, no, we can't do this. We cannot do this show. Yeah,
that's not aged brilliantly, is it? I don't think.
I remember being fairly, I mean, how old? I'd been 15 at the time, maybe, when I was watching it, going, this isn't okay.
You were a 3, now you're a 4.
Yeah. And that's why they should bring it back. Right? Anyway, I think we're going to watch the film later after I've interviewed him.
Definitely.
Tim Key is the man, and we'll talk about his film when he gets here in about 15 minutes.
Radio X.
All right.
Coming up, more profound and clever radio chat delivered from the highbrow bunch that is The Chris Moyle Show. The team will use the next segment as an opportunity to talk about something really good, I imagine. So stay tuned in. Plus, Tim Key is in the Radio X studio around 9:30 to talk about his new film, The Ballad of Wallace Island. I love that it's Thursday already. Like, how is it actually Thursday already? The Chris Miles Show.
Yesterday was Wednesday.
Radio X.
It is 9:13 and this band is called The Killers.
say the devil's water, it ain't so sweet. You don't have to drink right now, but you can dip your feet every once in a little while.
Friend Martin says, thanks for going through my CV on the there you are. Well, yeah, he's done some amazing work.
Incredible body of work, yes.
And Snog, Marry, Avoid was a great show. It was a brilliant show. Brutal, but a great show.
Oh, it was brutal.
Even the pod, which was like the voiceover, you know, makeover booth thing that they invented.
Yes.
Even that was sarcastic.
Yeah.
What do you look like?
Yeah, look at the state of you.
Yeah, do you actually think you look good in that outfit?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Right, it's 9:17. I've probably just got time to play the new Radio X record of the week. I love this song. Love it. I think it is brilliant. And I'm so pleased that Richard Ashcroft has made this, featuring a sample from Joan Armour Trading's Love and Affection. The new Richard Ashcroft song is called Lover.
Come, come, sit in me. like the fear is driving you. You don't know what comes next. It's just like loving, healing, that spiritual thing. It's just like love. Ooh, ooh, you make my heart wanna sing.
Showing Armour Trading and Love and Affection, featuring a sample of Richard Ashcroft's new song called Lover. There.
Yeah.
I hope he finds that joke funny. I love it, though. I love that song.
It's great, isn't it?
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
So simple, but so powerful, effective and brilliant. Hopefully I've kissed Richard Ashcroft's ass enough there.
I'd like to hang out with Richard Ashcroft. He's great.
Well, yeah.
Shall we do that?
Yeah.
Did you get his number, by the way?
Did I?
Yeah. What? Did I see? I thought you two swapped numbers when he came in.
Will you?
Have you got his number?
Just leave it.
Oh, have you got his number?
Just leave it.
Oh. Are you hooking up with Richard Ashcroft?
Just leave it, will you?
When are you going for drinks with Dickie?
Just leave it, will you?
Love it.
Just leave it. Gosh.
No, being shy.
I didn't get his number.
Oh, did you not?
I didn't get his number. Oh. But Richard, if you're listening, can I have your number, please? Actually, no, because all I'm going to do is say, can you sort out a Heaton Park ticket? So you just sort it out there. The Chris Miles Show. Right, Tim Key should be on the way.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
I've dealt with many utility companies for many years across several properties, and Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
Aldi's British Sirloin is an absolute belter. It's dry-aged for 25 days in Cornish sea salt to make it taste proper banging. This bad boy melts in your mouth. It really is the business. Go all fancy with Aldi, specially selected.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery, because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
NutriCircle takes surplus stock and transforms it into super deals. Last month, customers bought 18 grenade bars for £10.99. That's 62 pence each. And 16 bags of Wild West Original Steak Strips for under £1 per pack. But you missed out. Don't miss out on this month's deals at NutriCircle.co.uk.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. Just in time for payday. Go on, you deserve it. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Where's our hotel again?
Right on the beach.
How are we getting there?
Our transfer will pick us up.
When's the boat trip?
Just after I've dropped all of you off at the kids' club.
How on earth do you remember all of this?
From booking your holiday to having all your details in one place, our award-winning app has got you covered. That's the power of Love Holidays. At all protected.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Clock Off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Boylesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, Antarctic saviour is Penguin Poo. Plus, to celebrate the runaway success of the Bloomin' Legends podcast, we want to hear about the legends in your own life and Harry paints our pet town of West Bromwich red. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care, and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco. Every little helps.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Here we go with more epic radio.
Radio X.
How much do you want me to play, Dom, for you, the Psychic Simon jingle?
All of it.
Yeah.
Twice.
Are you excited?
Yes, please.
Now, should I play it to you and get it out of the system before Tim Key comes in?
Do you know, it might be better because I might be a bit giddy. Mm. Go on, have you got it now?
Or, how about this? If I ask Tim Key...
Can we play it?
Right. If I play the jingle, would you just be Psychic Simon for 10 seconds?
Yeah. Oh, that would be good. Up close with Psychic Simon.
Right, we got a text come in, Dom, yeah. From Sharon in Hunstanton.
Mm.
And
what's she saying, Psychic Simon?
I don't know.
Oh.
Anyway, we'll start to Tim Key.
Yes.
Fingers crossed... After Mumford and Sons.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under street light spells. A truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me. I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart in the end. Get my head out of the ground. Time don't let us down again. Take me back. Don't lie to yourself.